This is episode 156 of Weighing In with Travis Hartman. I am B Money, the producer. That over there is the talent, Travis Hartman, a.k.a. Weekend Trav. Congratulations to friend of the program, Mike Perry, on a 60-second TKO over Thiago Alves. We're going to get to that in a few moments. But first up on deck, Weekend Trav, we got to talk the big matchup this weekend. Canelo Alvarez taking on Jaime Munguia here on Saturday, May 4th at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's the undisputed super middleweight championship, all four belts. Weekend Trav on the line with this one. What are you thinking? How are you seeing this fight play out? We think is a young upstart, but he's like 400-0. Munguia taking on Canelo Alvarez, has been in the business for quite some time. So give the viewers and watchers at home and listeners at home your take on this fight here. Don't give me a prediction. That's going to be a separate video. But we want to hear
Jaime Munguia. Jaime Munguia is 43-0. He's 27 years old. The kid is a phenomenal talent. Young, has a big following in Mexico, as most Mexican fighters do. They really follow that. They get behind their fighters a lot better than Americans do. I mean, it's the truth. Mexicans really get behind their fighters and really get behind their athletes in general. But Canelo Alvarez, Saul Canelo Alvarez, is who we think he is, right? Like, this guy, do we really need to intro who he is? Like, he's phenomenal talent. He owns all the belts at super middleweight. But I do want to say this. I think that people are sleeping on this fight because there was a big letdown, because everybody was like, oh, Canelo should fight David Benavidez, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, Canelo's ducking Benavidez. I'm going to tell you guys that Jaime Munguia is an extremely tough test for Canelo, okay? Don't sleep on this fight. I think this fight has all the fixings to be an extraordinary fight with some blockbuster things going on. And I think because of Jaime Munguia's style, he does take a lot of clean shots, but he keeps coming. He takes shots to give shots. That can create for a fantastic fight. He's got the height on Canelo. He's 6 foot. He's got the youth on Canelo. He's only 27. So B Money, I just want to tell everybody, don't sleep on this fight. You know, Cinco de Mayo weekend, May 4th, which is also my wife's birthday, by the way, May 4th, happy almost birthday, wifey. But I think that people need to not sleep on this fight because they think they're going to get a big letdown because they didn't get the David Benavidez fight. I think this is a fantastic fight. This is a deserved fight.
Yeah, you've been high on this kid for quite some time. Just listen to the older episodes that we have. I think it might have been kind of your, your fighter to watch coming up maybe a year or two ago. But you've been high on Jaime Munguia for quite a bit. I think there was a little bit of a letdown. I've never thought that we were going to see a David Benavidez and Canelo Alvarez this weekend. I've been very forthcoming about that for many months. I've said that.
Many months.
But you also circled this name in particular, and I don't think anyone was really expecting it. So
I didn't call this big dogs.
Yeah, it's an interesting matchup. It's once again, Saturday, 8 p.m., May 4th, DAZN. If you want to watch this thing, guess what? Pull out your wallets. You might want to pull out your Visa. Because this is $89.99. This pay-per-view.
It's Canelo Alvarez, baby. It's Canelo Alvarez, man. He's the cash cow of boxing. He's the face of boxing.
I don't know what the exchange rate on pesos is. Exchange rate on pesos is. I don't know what that is, but it's a lot. It's a lot.
Well, so that $89 is the American pay-per-view. I don't know what it is in Mexico, because they always are different. Like, the UK has different prices too than America, but the American pay-per-view is $89, which, listen, I get it. That is a big price tag. I mean, things are rough right now for a lot of people. Economics are tough in America right now. But if my advice is that I think it's going to be more than worth it. I think that we just had a blockbuster type of fight with Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney. I told everybody that fight was going to be worth it. It more than was worth it. So I think the same thing, okay? I think that Jaime Munguia versus Canelo Alvarez is a very good fight. It's a high-level fight. It's a fight that is deserving. I was high on Jaime Munguia B-Money a couple of years ago because he was campaigning at 154 light middleweight. He's 6 foot. He was a monster at light middleweight, which is 154. He even fought as low as 47, which is welterweight. And then he's been slowly, gradually moving up because of his height, because of his shoulders. You could always tell that he was going to move up. So I only bring that up because he's only fought, I believe, two fights at super middleweight, which is 168, which is where he's challenging Canelo. And I do want to make sure people realize this too. Jaime Munguia, he beats John Ryder by knockout in the ninth round, who Canelo went the distance with, right? Okay? But I want to caution people to not compare those things side by side, because John Ryder is fantastic. Don't get me wrong. Styles make fights, okay? Stylistically, Jaime Munguia does not match up the same with Canelo as he did with David Ryder. And the reason I say that is because if you go back one more fight from Munguia, he fought Sergey Devorchenko, who gave him a run for his money. He won a 12-round decision, but Devorchenko hurt Munguia a couple of different times. And Sergey's not really a big power puncher. So I just bring that up because Canelo can punch, okay? And Jaime Munguia has some gaps in his defense, and he takes some big shots to give big shots. So look out for the fireworks. I could see a possible scenario where we see a Munguia go down but get back up for sure, because he's that tough. I don't think you're going to see Canelo go down, because have we ever seen Canelo go down? The guy's chin is phenomenal. He goes up to light heavyweight and fights these monsters and still doesn't go down. Doesn't beat them. He lost to Bivol. But I think it's a fantastic fight, B-Money. Long story short is we'll make a prediction on a separate video, but I think it's a fantastic fight. I think it's worth the price tag that's on there. It's amazing. It's Cinco de Mayo weekend. Go to your friend's house, chip in some money, get about 10 people to divide
pack,
that up.
Six pack of Modelo.
There you go.
Do your whole thing. Let me run some numbers by you. We can, Trav, tell me what you think about this. This is on Hard Rock Bets, the app. We're not condoning gambling by any means, but we want to see the lines here. As of right now, this is Tuesday evening. Canelo Alvarez -550 favorite. Munguia +375, not the favorite. Looks like rounds was 10 and a half. Give me 1 second. Total rounds, 10 and a half. Obviously, the over is -240. I'm thinking Vegas is considering this as more of a going the decision sort of thing. I'm looking at some of the other breakdowns. Interesting boxing exclusives here on Hard Rock Bets. If you want to take some wagers on how many knockdowns in the fight, not who's being knocked down, but number of knockdowns, one or more +100, two or more +325, and so on and so forth. So that makes it a little bit more interesting. If we're thinking Munguia might hit the deck once or twice, okay,
I think well, so. I'm betting on
there
that.
You go. Two plus knockdowns in the fight as of Tuesday evening is +325. And we're not saying that it's only Jaime that's going to hit the canvas, though Canelo's never really shown himself to do that. You never know. This could be another weird matchup. Last weekend, we had a weird one where the new face of boxing, the king, Ryan Garcia, surprised everybody.
I love B-Money's coming around.
So this one could be interesting, too. We're going to have our prediction video drop on Friday with who we think is going to win. And the method. So take that for what it's worth. You and I, we started doing that. We started pretty good. And then I think we both kind of run off course on a lot of these things. You know, it's fun. It's fun. So Canelo Alvarez, Jaime Munguia, that's Saturday, May 4th. Undisputed Super Middleweight Championship. That's the 168 at T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas, Nevada. DAZN, 89.99. 8 p.m. on Saturday. Final word on this fight, and then we'll switch gears here. Weekend draft.
Stay tuned to our prediction videos, because I'll definitely go into a little further detail quickly into my prediction, who I think is going to win. But my prediction for you guys right now watching the podcast, which, by the way, thanks for watching us, is buy the fight. Worth it, okay? I will be 100% honest. We have been in the past. We're like, listen, the price tag's too big. I don't think it's going to be worth it. This fight's going to be worth it. I'm telling you, I know that $89, almost $100 is a lot of money to fork out of pocket. But like I said, invite some friends over, get 10 friends over, split it up. What is that, $8 a piece if you get 10 friends over? Like, that's not bad. You're going to get a high quality fight for $8 if you invite 10 friends over to your house to buy this.
And don't forget, there's other fights. Actually, the co-main event looks good, just in name situation only. We don't want to spend much time at any time on this. Mario Barrios is the co-main event there.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could be entertained folks for $90 this coming weekend. But however, you got to put it in perspective. There's a lot coming every weekend here for the next 2 to 3 months. A lot to consider here, but Canelo tends to usually be kind of worth it most times on this. So
listen, you're right. I want to just follow up with you just said. You're 100% correct. We, on our Weigh In with Travis Hartman Instagram page, we have posted the next from May until August. There is phenomenal amount of fights from then. I'll go really fast.
Right, let's do a speed run on it.
Yes. 10 seconds here and I'll go. May 4th, Canelo versus Munguia. May 6th, Inoue versus Neary. May 11th, Kambosos versus Lomachenko. May 18th, Fury versus Usyk. June 1st, Hrgović versus DuBose. June 1st, Wilder versus Zhang. June 1st, Beterbiev versus Bivol. June 15th, Gervonta versus Frank Thomas. June 29th, Estrada versus Bam. Taylor Serrano, June 20th. Tyson versus Jake Paul, June 20th. August 3rd, Crawford versus Madrimov. We have phenomenal fights. Nice. And possibly Deontay Wilder versus Jared Anderson in August. So,
yeah,
guys, boxing's phenomenal. From May to August, I just gave you a quick rundown of amazing fights.
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff coming here. And then, oh, by the way, and we're not going to talk really about it right now, but oh, by the way, that that matchup with Jake Paul and Mike Tyson is officially sanctioned, by the way. It is still 2-minute rounds, 8 rounds, but it will count towards the record of both guys. So, interesting story. Gloves are 14 ounces now, right?
Yeah.
So, anyways, let's switch gears. Crazy. We're going off of the boxing main event this Saturday, May 4th, Canelo Alvarez, Jaime Munguia, DAZN. And now we're going to switch and go backwards in time to this past Saturday. I mentioned it right at the start of the show. Congratulations, Mike Perry, with a 60-second TKO over Thiago Alves at Knuckle Mania 4 in L.A. Weekend, Trav, let me throw two numbers at you. I already threw one of them at you. A 60-second TKO. Guess what? That translated to $600,000 in Mike Perry's wallet. What do you say about that?
I'm happy for that guy.
Yeah.
That guy, of all combat sports veterans in the sport, in the world, I'm talking about all combat sports, he deserves it.
Yeah, so he moves.
Mike Perry deserves it.
He moves to 5-0 there with Bare Knuckle FC. He's the king of violence. That's his moniker. He is the king of violence. And this isn't my words, but his campaign of pain continues. And who knows, all comers. He's calling everybody out that he possibly can. No one. I said this morning to one Brian Price, who you interviewed not too long ago because he was there for a graduation, but also attended the fight. Shout out Brian Price. Appreciate the threads here from Wildcard, speaking of, who's Freddie Roach training Munguia right now. So he was there at the fights, Brian Price, and
live.
My goodness, Weekend Trav. What do you, Mike Perry's going to call everybody out. And I said it this morning. That's what I was saying. This morning, I said this to Brian in the gym. I said, no one wants to fight this guy. No one. He's calling out Diaz. He's calling out, he was calling out Connor till Connor is now like co-owner of Bare Knuckle FC.
They're probably like, stop.
Yeah. Yeah. He's calling out whoever he possibly can, Darren Till and, you know, other guys. Who wants to fight this guy, Weekend Drive? Who wants to fight Mike Perry in this circle ring?
Nobody. And
nobody.
I'm tired of people saying that Canelo Alvarez is ducking Benavidez. Mike Perry is the most ducked fighter in all of combat sports. Let's be fucking real right now. Let's be honest. Mike Perry is the most ducked fighter in combat sports. Mike Perry calls out UFC fighters, calls out boxers, calls out bare knuckle fighters. Let's be honest now. He's the most avoided fighter of our era right now. That is a fact. You come at me with anybody else's name and I'm going to call you a bold-faced liar. Mike Perry, nobody, and let me tell you, nobody calls out Mike Perry. Do you know why? Because they don't want to fight the guy. Mike Perry has to call out people because Mike Perry has to sell fights because nobody wants to fight him. And for good reason. He's 5-0. He's undefeated in bare knuckle. This guy is a beast. Nobody wants to fight him. Even let's be honest. Jake Paul has hee-hawed around in the boxing ring about fighting Mike Perry, and he definitely doesn't want it. Instead, he's going to fight a 58-year-old Mike Tyson.
He'd rather fight Mike Tyson over Mike Perry at this point.
Who's 58 years old?
So Mike Perry, and he's dubbed himself this, and I believe it, not only the king of violence, but the king of bare knuckle fighting championship. Wow, 60 seconds. And I was really looking forward to this matchup. I thought it was going to be like just a brawl, a bloodbath. Thiago Alves has a good name behind him and a good strong backing in UFC back in the day too. So like two very similar build dudes. I just thought it was going to kind of just get nasty. And Mike just outworked him, outboxed him for 60 seconds and poof, done. It's over.
So
says a lot to his training. So Mike Perry definitely been training the stand up so much more consistently, and just it's gotten smooth, man. He's been getting really smooth in there, and it's great to see that. Very dangerous. Very dangerous, this guy.
Left, right, good night.
Yeah. What is it? Thumb down, man down. Yeah. Oh, wow. So that was Saturday
Happy
weekend, Trav.
Guy.
Once
Happy
again,
for that guy.
Congratulations, Platinum Mike Perry, on your $600,000 victory, 60 seconds. Man, that's a quick velocity of time to money. Good for you. I mean, how many? We need to do the math there. Well, it's per second.
I'm going to venture to say that I bet he cleared well over $1 million based on everything leading into that fight.
Yeah,
I bet he's closer to a couple mil for
But
sure.
We're just going off the listed for the 600. So that's, I mean, every second, dude, you're making 10 grand, 10 grand a second. Not too bad. Not bad at all.
Not bad.
So congratulations to you from this past Saturday. Let's go back another day.
He just made 80 grand.
There you go. So we're going to go back to the Friday. There was a local that was once again, Orlando show at the Carib Royale. We can try. Why don't you speak to this one here, with the guys over at Box Lab?
Yes. And listen, Eric and Amari, with Box Lab Promotions, they told me, they said, listen, Travis, it's going to be one of our best cards to date. And I was like, no way, man. We've been to 3 or so years now. They had some amazing cards. One, they had Jake Paul fight there live. They had Amanda Serrano fight there live. They've had phenomenal fights live there. And I think it delivered that Jonas Tellez was the main event.
Yep.
And this kid can punch, man.
Yep.
I think
yep.
he had a knockout of the year candidate in his last fight at Carib Royale. And then this time it went the distance, but he dropped that dude with the left hook. Looked so pretty.
Yep.
And he must have some cinder blocks in those gloves, because when he hits people, man, they fall. And it's weird because that punch looked good and it looked on point, but it just didn't look like he has that type of power. Mm. But how people react when he hits them, he does have that power. Mm. So like,
very
it's
smooth
phenomenal.
Knockout punch.
Yeah, he's a clean, smooth fighter. They had a couple heavyweights that fought on that card as well. Some heavyweights that possibly could be some like big time contenders in the heavyweight division down the road. Because think about it, Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder, all those guys, Jared Anderson, all those guys, they're getting up there in age. They're on their last leg for sure.
I've said this many times. We can try the heavyweight division right now is very top heavy in age, and there's got to be a youth movement coming. I mean, we joke a little bit, but semi-serious. You got Richard Torres out in the California area. You know, he's coming once he stops fighting Coke cans. But then you have this, when you look at shows in the Southeast, you know, and by Southeast, I'm not just saying Southeast U.S., but I'm also talking islands and stuff like that. Those countries surrounding Florida, around Florida, or close to Florida. This is the hub. You want to be noticed. You need to get on these Box Lab shows. This is the way. This is the way in order to make it, you know, for those guys. And trust me, they feed in from other parts of the country and world, for that matter, to be on these shows. But my goodness, the talent level and the kind of fights that they're putting forth at the Carib with Box Lab, on the zone, by the way, very, very solid. And very solid output. Those guys, I think when they told you there was going to be their best show to date, they probably weren't really wrong on that. That was pretty good top to bottom, in my opinion.
No, dude, their main event was that Jonas Tellez, who's 7-0, fought a 19-0 guy at light middleweight, which is 154 limit. Tony Aguilar did a rematch against Alexander Vega, which I told everybody was probably going to steal the show, and it probably did. It's a phenomenal fight. Tony Aguilar won the rematch again. He's 11-0 now with one draw, and he also fought our boy Corey Marksman and got a draw. That's his only draw. Run that one back, by the way.
There he is.
Hey, Tony Aguilar, Corey Marksman, run that one back. That's deserving. That is very deserving. But that whole card was phenomenal. Their heavyweight, I believe, was Danir Pedro.
Yep.
I don't speak very good Spanish, but I believe that's how you say his name. Phenomenal talent. Danir Pedro. He won by TKO. Phenomenal guy. So BoxLab is continuing to do more. They're, you know what? Honestly, B-Money, even though we were high on them in the beginning, I think they've even exceeded our expectations. I do, because they've brought big time, big money, big money plus big fighters fights right here in Orlando at the Carib Royale. We're not talking about they didn't go to Amway Center or whatever it's called now, where the Orlando Magic play. They're doing it at the Carib Royale, which is 12 minutes from my house.
Important.
I love it.
Important item of note that we're not mentioning from the show on Friday was the debut of Jake Paul's new haircut. I don't know if you saw this thing.
I did.
As he was helping on the commentating table, this mop that he has now, I couldn't tell if it was a joke or if it was real hair. I don't know. I feel like I've seen him more recently than that. But he introduced, how do you even describe it, Weekend Trap? How do you describe the haircut of Jake Paul?
So it's like a combination between a mullet
and a perm
and a perm.
Yeah.
And I've come to find out, I thought he looked a little chunky, and I think he did. He's put on weight.
Well, they have to fight.
There's somebody saying,
right?
Yeah, but he always thought about 190 anyway. He's got to be over 200, but he looks a little puffy. He looks a little swole.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So
we'll talk about that fight coming up in a few weeks, but still, that was the interesting item of note from the show on Friday. But Weekend Trav, final word on this one.
Yeah. Alexis Shapiro made his pro debut as super middleweight. Mm-hmm. This is a recent signee from Amanda Serrano.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He was there for it. Yep. He won by KO. The kid looks fresh. Kid looks good. So I want to say congratulations to Alexis Shapiro and congratulations to Amanda Serrano, who is now furthering her platform and bringing people with her. We always say it, B-Money, not we, you've said it. Rising tide raises
all
ships, right?
Yep.
Amanda Serrano is doing that because Jake Paul did that for her. So as much as we want to hate on Jake Paul, it's helping. It's have a spider web effect, meaning Jake Paul helped her. She's helping others. She signed girl fighters. She signed male fighters. They're doing good for boxing.
Pay it forward on that one. So that's the roundup there from this past weekend. And obviously the fights that are coming up this Saturday, we're going to drop our prediction video for Canelo Alvarez, Jaime Munguia on Friday. So stay tuned. If you're not subscribed yet to the show, please do so below. Hit the thumb up button if you'd like to give us a little love here, as well as subscribe. Hit the bell icon if you want to be notified anytime we drop some new content on YouTube. It also goes to Rumble. Our audio goes to Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, all that good stuff too. So we appreciate all the support. Weekend Trav, this is episode 156. Final thoughts, over to you.
Look at our boxing lineup. Go to our Instagram page, Weighing In with Travis Hartman. We update that thing daily, multiple times daily. Boxing, B-Money, I know I said it last year, 2023 was the Jordan year. Mm. We did see phenomenal fights. But can you not look at the first half of this year, the first quarter of this year already? Phenomenal.
I feel like this year is better than last year.
I didn't think it was possible, B-Money, but I don't care what anybody says. I am partial, yes, and biased because I love boxing.
Yeah.
But shut the front door, because boxing by far is the number one combat sport in the world.
There you go.
You don't tell me anything else. Combat sports, boxing right now, is the number one, and it's not even close.
Them's
it's
fighting
boxing
words.
And then the rest.
Them's fighting words, and we want to hear the feedback to Weekend Trav stating that boxing is the number one combat sports, bar none, not even close. Stick it, cage fighting. Stick it everywhere else. It's boxing. We want to hear the comments below. We want to hear it on the posts on Instagram, everywhere else. And that is the bottom line. And I'm going to close the show.
Yeah. I want to do a Conor McGregor thing real fast.
Okay.
And I, for that statement that I just made, that it's boxing and then everybody else, I would like to apologize to absolutely nobody. Boxing is number one.
That over there is the talent Weekend Trav.
That there is B-Money, a.k.a. producer, the man, the myth, the legend, the man that makes this whole podcast go round. We love you, B-Money.
God bless.